And welcome to Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center for another Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert broadcast. This free weekly series, inspired by the concerts organized by Dame Myra Hess in World War II London, was started in Chicago in 1977 by the late Al Booth, founder of the International Music Foundation, and now is managed by the foundation's executive director, Ann Murray. Today's concert is made possible by generous grants from the A.N. and Pearl G. Barnett Family Foundation, the Peggy and Steve Fawcett Foundation, the Sage Foundation, and the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation. The series is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works, and these broadcasts on 98.7 WFMT are presented by the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Today's guest artists, the Euclid String Quartet, performing two pieces. The first, selections from Eight Colors for String Quartet by the contemporary composer Tan Dun, born in China in 1957, and the String Quartet No. 12 in F Major, Opus 96, commonly known as the American String Quartet by Antonin Dvorak. The selections from Eight Colors are entitled Peking Opera, Shadows, Pink Atrophs, Black Dance, and Red Sauna. And here now, the Euclid String Quartet, Jamison Cooper and Jacob Murphy violins, Luis Enrique Vargas viola, and Sion Darren Lee cello to perform selections from Eight Colors by Tan Dun, our opening work this afternoon on our Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert. Thank you. Selections from Eight Colors for String Quartet by Tom Dunn. We heard Peking Opera, Shadows, Pink Actress, Black Dance, and Red Sauna, as performed by the Euclid String Quartet. That piece dating from 1986. Mr. Dunn writing that the subjects and the music was inspired by growing up in and around Peking Opera in his native China. Our next piece, the String Quartet No. 12 in F Major, Opus 96 by Antonín Dvořák, commonly known as the American String Quartet. This piece written during Antonín Dvořák's residency in the U.S. and composed in Spillville, Iowa, a Czech community that Dvořák enjoyed very much during his stay in this country as he was director of the National Conservatory of Music in New York City. Mr. Dvořák also spending some time briefly in Chicago during the 1893 Columbian Exposition. And it was in June of 1893 that he began and finished the composition which we're about to hear, the American String Quartet No. 12 in F Major by the Euclid String Quartet, our guest artists this afternoon at the Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, coming to you live from Chicago's Cultural Center.
Thank you.
Antonin Dvorak's String Quartet No. 12 in F Major, Opus 96, known as the American String Quartet. It was performed this afternoon by the Euclid String Quartet, Jamison Cooper and Jacob Murphy violins, Luis Enrique Vargas viola, and C. Yan Darren Lee cello. The Euclid String Quartet, taking its name from Euclid Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio, which serves as home to a wealth of artistic and cultural institutions. The quartet is in residence at Indiana University South Bend. They've been there since 2007, where they perform and teach privately. They've concertized all over the United States and also won the top prize at the prestigious Osaka International Chamber Music Competition. The Euclid String Quartet are guest artists this afternoon on today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert. Prior to the Dvorak, we heard selections from Eight Colors for String Quartet by the composer Tan Dun. We hope you've enjoyed today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, presented live from Chicago's Cultural Center on Michigan Avenue at Washington Street. And you're invited to stop by next Wednesday afternoon at 12:15 for another free concert, or join us again by tuning in 98.7 WFMT. Musicians' accommodations provided by the Union League Club of Chicago. And for upcoming Dame Myra Hess artists and programs, go to the IMF website at imfchicago.org. Our engineer is Mary Mazurek, and this is David Schwan in for Carl Grapentine this afternoon, wishing you good afternoon and goodbye from Preston Bradley Hall.